You're listening to SBS News.
Russia is escalating its aerial assaults against Ukraine, launching attacks in parks and tourist locations in the capital Kyiv, while explosions have also been reported elsewhere. The United States is calling the latest missile strikes horrific, but the White House says it has no indication that Russia plans to use nuclear weapons in the short term. Ukraine's leader Volodymyr Zelensky says the attacks appeared to be deliberately timed to harm people. He says Ukraine will rebuild and restore, blaming Russian terrorists for the destruction.
Unfortunately, 12 people were killed today as a result of this terrorist attack. More than 80 were wounded or injured. Everyone asking for aid will receive it.
Ukraine has promised to bolster its armed forces. Kyiv's mayor, Vitali Klitschko, says his city is being targeted, calling the invasion a war against civilians.
This attack have totally different emotion of our citizens. People is angry and want to defend our houses, defend our families, our children. And main goal of this senseless war, to rebuild Russian Empire.
The international community is expressing outrage over the fatalities. United Nations Secretary General spokesperson Stefan Dujarric says there is deep shock being felt over the widespread missile strikes.
Those attacks reportedly resulted in widespread damage to civilian areas and led to dozens of people being killed and injured. As always, civilians are paying the highest price.
Ukraine's ambassador to the United Nations says almost 100 people have been injured, and he says the targeting of civilians is a war crime. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has offered condolences. She adds that Ukrainians will not be intimidated by Russia's actions.
I am shocked and appalled by the vicious attack on Kyiv and other Ukrainian cities. Russia once again has shown to the world what it stands for. It is terror and brutality. Those who are responsible have to be held accountable.
Russian ally Belarus has agreed to deploy troops, with President Alexander Lukashenko repeating claims that Ukraine is plotting against his country. But he is yet to provide evidence to back up these allegations. Meanwhile, Estonia's Prime Minister, Kaja Kallas, has pledged her support for Ukraine.
And what we have to do is definitely deliver air defence from the ally side so that the Ukrainians can protect their cities, their civilians, because Russia is definitely escalating to harm the civilians. We are with the victims.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says there is an ongoing United States commitment to help Ukraine.
They are fighting. The brave people of Ukraine are fighting for their freedom. They're fighting for their sovereignty. And so this is something that we believe, not just the U.S., our allies and partners around the world see this as important.
Russia's Vladimir Putin is due to meet the International Atomic Energy Agency chief Rafael Grossi, with hopes a protective zone could be established around the nuclear plant Zaporizhia in Ukraine. And the United Nations has decided to hold a general vote on a draft resolution to condemn Russia's attempted annexation by holding referendums which the Ukrainian government and the West have dismissed as illegitimate. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.